This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app. Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. I want to thank you for tuning in. And Dan, who is our sponsor from All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors and now Windows, is out of town. But we have with us today, filling in the guest spot here, an old friend, a past guest, a published author, president and founder of the Trusted Toolbox, and has his own podcast. Our good buddy is going to help us today, Mr. Chris Lolomia. And Chris, I understand you brought a very special guest in.
I did, and I'm excited to be here. And unfortunately, Dan's out there making business happen for everybody with their garage doors. And how about that company, right? In business for 25 years this year.
It's great.
That seems like a long time. However, I found somebody who might have been in business a little longer. Now, he's not that old, but we got Kerry Greenberg here from Trotter Waterproofing. Very exciting to talk to him about this because this is something that is foundational. It's not sexy. This isn't a new bathroom. This isn't a new front door. This isn't cool stuff we do in the house, but it's absolutely necessary. And once you see what happens and personally have seen it happen, you'll understand how much better your house feels and how much better you feel as an individual. So, Kerry, welcome, and I'm excited to have you on the show with us.
Thank you very so much for having me here. I'm very glad to be here, and thank you again for the invitation.
Welcome, Kerry. We're proud to have you here. And a company like Trotter, Chris, my goodness, 95 years, as you mentioned, incredible.
Say you're in business for 95 years, something you might have been doing was probably right.
It's an Atlanta institution, right?
It is. I love the story. I know a lot of the backstory, having known Kerry and got a chance to meet the owners as well. I mean, they were there before Home Depot.
Oh, wow, before Home Depot.
People go, oh, that's impossible. Oh, no, it's possible. Look at that, especially here in Atlanta.
Well, Kerry's got a lot of great tips and advice for our audience, doesn't he?
He does. A lot of knowledge here that we're going to talk about. Again, it's the foundation, and this is the part that, you know, hopefully you get across as you're listening to the show, is that this is where it starts. This is not where you don't go do the other stuff, and if you don't build around a great foundation, you're going to come back later and pay double for it. You're going to pay a lot more for it, and you're probably not enjoying your house like you expect to.
Could not agree more, and I'm very happy to be here. And, you know, you mentioned earlier a company that's been in business 25 years, and like you said, we've been in business 95 years. And my philosophy is if you've been in business 95 years, like you said, Chris, you must be doing something right. But especially in home services with over 100,000 customers and working on many of Atlanta's iconic landmarks, churches, universities, and buildings, it's an honor to be here, and thank you very much.
Well, we're glad to have you. I know that there's some special points you wanted to bring up, Chris, that you had that you thought our audience would definitely zero right in on.
Yeah, let's get into what this is, right? And so basically, what is waterproofing? What does Trotter do for the home?
Well, Trotter is experts in basement waterproofing, foundation repair. We love musty crawl spaces, and we are also experts in stormwater drainage. And so we're trying to, what we call, protect the home from water intrusion. And we have a saying at Trotter that if all homes were built on the back of a turtle's back, we wouldn't have a business. And when water approaches someone's home, it can become issues in their basement and their crawl space. It can absolutely lead to foundation issues. And we're talking about people's homes. And so it needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed right. And you have to have a company that can stand behind it when there are warranty issues or service issues. And having an expert come work on your home is, to me, more important than an expert working on your body if you have a heart issue or whatever the case may be. And so protecting the home is a philosophy that we have.
Well, I know Trotter believes in solutions, right? You don't put a Band-Aid on something. There's a lot more to it. How about the process when somebody calls Trotter, they think they might have an issue? What is the procedure? I know that it's unique compared to the so-called other competitors.
It is. It's a great question, and thank you for asking. Matter of fact, yes, we have a sales division of our company, but we actually don't call our sales guys that. We call them solutions consultants because we're in the business of providing solutions for our homeowners. And so when someone calls our business, we want them to understand the special and unique gift that we have to offer because we've been around for 95 years. Feel like we have the responsibility and frankly the right to educate our customers. And we believe that in educating a customer on the best solutions for their problem that they're having and how it affects their home is the right way to, if you will, sell today. And so we don't call our sales guys, we call them solution consultants. And what's very unique about Trotter is that when our team goes out, our solution consultants go out and meet with a homeowner, they are there to educate. As a matter of fact, our solutions consultants, when they come to somebody's home, they will never, ever, ever ask for a customer at that time to sign a contract or pay a deposit. They are there to provide a solution, learn about the homeowner, learn about the home, explain our solutions and what it means to that homeowner. And so I know a lot of homeowners are out there. When someone comes to their home, they may be a little bit timid. They may have what I call their horns up for a sales pitch. That's not how we operate at Trotter. We're there to educate the customer, give them solutions, draw them up a beautiful computer-drawn diagram of their home with our expert solutions, and just have a discussion about the next steps. And so it's a very non-pressure approach because we don't have to be that way. We are the experts, and we've been around 95 years. We're not going to be in someone's home and say, hey, if you do this today, we'll do this. We want to educate and together partner with that homeowner to get to the next steps. As a matter of fact, we'd like to finish that visit by saying, welcome to the Trotter family, because it's a family-operated environment, and we view our customers as our family as well.
Chris, how refreshing.
Right, you got to love that, because when you get into a house, so you're probably the reason people call you, I got water in my basement, I got water in my crawl space. That's the obvious one. It didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be fixed overnight. And a lot of times people come in there and they're trying to convince you, if you don't sign with me today, your house is going to fall away.
That's right.
You know, and where they're going to tell you stories and lines, but guys, this didn't happen just overnight. It happened to you now, and it's a problem now, but you can take your time and come up with the right solution. And education in this piece is really big, because if you have not been in this business, it's really hard to say what waterproofing is, what foundation is. And you guys even talked about this, drainage management. You know, it sounds like, oh, yeah, that's right, I just got to have gutters, I'm going to have the water get away from the house. Not exactly, right? And so that's where I think the education and starts to help them understand so they can make an educated decision. Because as a home service provider, we want educated homeowners too, right?
Absolutely. And educating customers, again, it's a passion of ours. And, you know, we have a saying in our company that everything starts with drainage. And you have to assess why the problem is happening. And sometimes fixing what one might think is the problem is just fixing a symptom. And so educating on why the problem is happening is extremely important. And again, I mentioned earlier that if all homes were built on the back of a turtle's back, none of us would have a business in this industry. So the water and the stormwater is approaching the structure one way or another. So just to go give a waterproofing solution and not assess why it's happening is not the best solution for homeowners. We are very educated when it comes to drainage. Other companies that are in the industry don't even assess drainage. Why? Because it's very, very difficult, and it's hard to warranty, and it's hard to assess, and it's hard to fix. It's very easy for us because we're experts. And so my analogy that I like to use is if one went to a cardiologist and had a heart issue, God forbid, and had to have a stent put in, and the doctor said, let's put a stent in, you're going to be fine, and never assessed their diet, their exercise, what caused the problem, would a likely patient be comfortable with that physician's approach? I would rather have someone obviously address my problem, but tell me why it happened and what I can do to prevent things in the future. To me, it's the same thing with someone's home when it comes to drainage.
Cause and effect.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I think with the drainage, so I'm a homeowner, I'm walking around, and I don't want to call you. right? So I'm walking
around. I want you to call us.
So I'm walking around the house. What are, other than water in my house, what should I be looking for on the outside?
Great question. You should be looking for, obviously, when there's rain and there's large rains, look for ponding water. One of the biggest issues that you have, you can look for if you have stains against your foundation from dirt splashing up, if you have water ponding on your foundation. Simply, you want to keep the water away from your structure. We have ways that we can test that. We want to make sure that the grade is going away from the structure, not toward the structure, but walking around after a rain, looking around and seeing if you see areas that look worn, look, there's been washout. Obviously, when it's wet out, if you have water and pondling, you can easily see where the water is going. Those are all telltale signs of, is water potentially intruding your home. You're right, Chris. When someone has water in their basement, it didn't start with that storm. It's coming. It's getting there. Water finds the easiest way to get in. And so looking for those telltale signs, or call us and we can come out and assess that for you.
Absolutely. I think, you know, having you guys come out, and of course, it's a free consultation.
Absolutely.
You guys come out, we talk about it. I mean, we're up against Mother Nature, and we can get into the global warming, but we've had a lot of rain here just as of late here in Atlanta. And when we don't have a lot of rain, and I've been here when there's been droughts, everybody's like, I don't need this waterproofing. Yeah, it's no big deal. And all of a sudden the rains hit, you're like, oh, what just happened? Well, that's where you got to look at it. So when Mother Nature's hitting, get those galoshes on, get out there, get the umbrella, and start looking around. And if you start seeing ponding and you can't figure it out, I'd say give you guys a call and let's go take a look and figure out what we can do. Because,
you know,
that's
Chris,
step
the,
one.
The ironic thing about what you just said is when it's drier out, typically you'll see some more foundation issues. You'll see some more cracking on foundations, which is the backside of water issues that can affect a structure when it's drier outside. So again, everything starts with drainage. And just because you see water once and you might not see it a second time or it might dry up, again, we come out. We're not going to ask for contracts and deposits. We're going to give a simple repair plan for what we see with our expertise. And when and if you want to move forward, we are the solution for you because of our experience and what we do. So there's never a bad time to have someone come out and see what's going on. It's the same thing as getting an annual physical. You go to the doctor, you know, preventative maintenance on your body, preventative maintenance on your health. Assessing problems before they become worse is extremely important.
Absolutely. Well, I love the education. That's what's all about, because people, you know, water is essential for life, but they have no idea the tremendous damage that water can create and where it's coming from. But, you know, we're up against a break, but we're going to be right back. If you just tune in with us, you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show. We have Kerry Greenberg from the Trotter Company, and we have Chris Lolomia from the Trusted Toolbox sitting in here with us. So we're going to be right back after this break. Don't go away.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins, from All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors and Windows, who's taking a little break outside, out of town, taking care of some business. And we're lucky to have with us our special guest host, Mr. Chris Lolomia from the Trusted Toolbox. But if you're just tuning in, we got an incredible company here, an Atlanta institution. Kerry Greenberg from the Trotter Company. Kerry, welcome again to the All Four Seasons Home Show. And Chris, I know you, during the break, you had a great question for Kerry to open up with.
Yeah, let's get into it. I guess I shouldn't ask it offline, but you get a chance to hear it online. So here we go. There are three kinds of houses here in Atlanta. There are ones that are built on the slab. We just have concrete. There's some that are built on these crawl spaces. And we call them crawl spaces because you got to crawl underneath and look at them. And then we have some where we have the daylight basements because we have this beautiful terrain here in Atlanta and you got a beautiful basement. But if I'm on a slab, I had somebody ask me this once or tell me this once, is that I don't have to worry about waterproofing. They thought the leak was coming from windows above. They go, I don't have to worry about that because I'm on a slab. I got concrete, right?
Well, all three of those house structures that you mentioned are different. They have something very much so in common, is that you want to make sure that you're keeping water away from your structure. And so drainage is important for all those types of homes. It may be catch basins. It may be grading. It may be downspout drains. It may be channel drains against a driveway. They're all different ways, again, from an expert point of view, to keep water away from those structures. So while I do agree with you that there's different structures, the one thing in common is that you want to keep water away from them.
You brought up this channel drain thing for the driveways. Why don't you explain that just a little bit more for people who aren't familiar with it?
So if you have a driveway and there's water potentially coming towards your garage or coming towards your structure, again, there's different drains that you can put. A channel drain would go the width of the driveway and catch that water before it gets closer to your structure. Depending on where the water issue or where the potential intrusion is, the different types of drains that are most effective to keep the water flowing away. It may be a catch basin. It may be a channel drain. Maybe in someone's front yard, it may be a swale to keep the water going the right way. Again, that comes with expertise, and that's why other companies don't do it, because it's difficult and hard to warranty.
And with this terrain that we have here in Georgia, Chris, you really need a professional like Trotter. It's not just flat like up some of the other states up north, right? Because it's very challenging, right? You got a driveway coming down. I live in Lake Arrowhead, and my driveway comes down like in a valley. The guy next door, his driveway is like a mountain. So, right?
You're right. Exactly right. You know, coming from Michigan and Ohio, I'm from Michigan originally. It's flatlands. But here, we like to build our houses and get to use that beautiful terrain. And one of the things, I've actually had this happen before, and I want to talk about that. And so we brought this drain channel idea up, and the guy's like, well, I can't cut my driveway because then I can't take my car over it. I'm like, well, that's not exactly true.
That's not true.
So, but this is one where you're cutting into concrete, you're putting in this drain, it's got to be able to carry the load of a car. This is not your Home Depot DIY move. And I've seen DIY moves. Cuts are bad. Drains aren't working, and you're looking at it, and the water's still sitting in it. So why do we got to call you? Because obviously you guys know how to do this stuff.
We not only know how to do it, we do it every single day. And we understand the cars going over it, the traffic going over it, the safety going over it. We're not in the business of quick fixes. We're in the business of fixing something permanently. We have a saying that, you know, when you call Trotter, we love you when you call us back. If you have an additional problem to come out and fix at your home, or you buy it, we have many customers that we've done work for three or four times. They've had three or four different homes. But all the time when we're fixing an issue, you really want to see us once, or you want to see whoever repairs your problem once. And so we want to get it right and get it right the first time. And so, again, with 95 years of experience, there's not much we haven't seen. There's not much that we haven't fixed, and we know how to stand behind that.
You know, what I'd like to touch on is, and you briefly hit it earlier in the show, but I think it's important for the audience to understand something. You know, you've got a great landscaper, you got a great handyman, whatever it is. No offense, Chris, but, you know, these guys say they can fix these problems.
You know he's sitting right here, right?
Say they can fix these problems, but these problems are very complicated. There's a source, there's a cause and effect. You need to deal with a professional company that deals with this all the time. People think they can save a couple dollars, or a lot of people are out there saying they can do what you do, in other words, solve the problem, and they don't even know what they're talking about, right? Incapable of, maybe not dishonest, but incompetent, right, Chris? I mean,
they're uninformed themselves.
It's not their expertise.
Not having been in it for 95 years. They'll give you the solution that they know, but they might have only seen it once.
Sure.
You've seen multitudes of solutions and different ways to approach things, and it might actually be even cheaper than what they're talking about doing, and it absolutely will be more readily available or going to last longer, right?
I could not agree more. We talk about it all the time, is the difference between value and price. And when customers are buying anything, widgets, buying products from you, buying whatever it is, the difference between value and price is very important in so many things that we buy in life, be it a car, be it food, be whatever the case may be. I couldn't think of anything more important to make sure you're getting the right value and the right solutions than your home, which is typically the largest investment that a homeowner has. And so the difference with Trotter, listen, other companies are out there. They are what I consider professional sales and marketing companies who happen to be in some of the lines of work that we are. Mm-hmm. We are different. We are experts in what we do. Yes, we have a sales and marketing arm, but we put the expertise first. As a matter of fact, we love our reviews on Google. We love our customer feedback. And I love when people say, matter of fact, we're going to be at the home show next week. And I love it when customers walk up and say, hey, you waterproofed our basement 30 years ago and it's dry as a bone. Great to see you, Trotter. We love those. But in my position, what I really love is when a customer calls me and says, hey, we had water in our basement. We had water in our crawl space. Had a couple other companies out there and they wanted me to spend $8,000, $12,000 to fix a problem. Had your guys out from a solutions point of view, and they looked at me and said, hey, you don't need a waterproofing system. You don't have a problem. You have a leaky PVC pipe up here. Call a plumber, spend $300 and fix that problem. I love that because it talks a lot about the integrity for what we stand for and who we are. Other companies are, again, sales and marketing's arms. They just want to get in front of the customer, start working, and not worry about the problem later. Actually, I call them mushroom companies. They pop up and they pop down, and that's a way for them not to honor their warranties. We've had the same phone number for as long as I can remember, been in business 95 years. So what good are lifetime warranties or life of the structure warranty if the company's not there? And so absolutely, you have to stand behind what you're doing. That's how you're in business 95 years.
Well, you know, when you think about it, Trotter is the best value that it can get.
Absolutely. And we preach that every single day. And, you know, other people that are out there that may sell something cheaper, that's what they're doing. They're selling something cheaper. We are fixing a problem that needs to be fixed in someone's home. There's nothing more important. Matter of fact, we did a study not too long ago, right around 20% of our business is fixing other companies' attempts at fixing the problem.
Oh, I can't believe that. So, Chris, you live that every day.
Yeah,
with your
every
business.
Day. And that's where you're like, well, you guys seem too expensive. Or, hey, I'm looking at you guys, and I don't know. I think I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with this cheaper alternative. And then 2 years later, they're calling you to fix exactly what they paid. And then they're wondering why you don't do it cheaper than the other guy. You're like, and that's why I tell people sometimes it's harder to undo and redo than
it is
to do it right the first time.
It's even harder on the customer because they're paying twice. Right.
Right. So, absolutely.
So we want to get it fixed and get it fixed right the first time.
You know, employees or, you know, people are very important to a company like yours. I mean, they make the company, right?
People. They do.
Talk to me about what not everybody can work for Trotter, right?
That's correct.
Talk about that process so our audience knows what kind of people are walking into their home from Trotter.
That is a great question, and thank you for asking that. And I don't even like the term employees because I call them family members. We are one large family. Further than that, I view our family members that have the honor of putting on the Trotter logo every single day as my internal customers. And we want to provide them a great place to work, a great place for advancement, a long-term career. And, you know, a lot of people who talk about their companies say how great their companies are. No one ever comes on to marketing or to advertising or into a show and says, hey, we're not a good company. Everybody says they're a great company. But the true testament of that is, number one, your longevity, been in business 95 years, 100,000 customers. But further than that, and this is startling to me, we have guys that have worked on our crews for 18, 20, 25 years doing this work out in the
field.
That's
astounding.
We have a gentleman on our solutions team who's just celebrating his 36th year at Trotter. Some of our field supervisors are 28, 27 years at Trotter. Some of our operations team, that is the first person you talk to when you call our business, have been there 26, 27 years. And so it's not employees, it's family members who care about what they do. They take what they do very, very seriously. And it's, you know, besides being in business 95 years and 100,000 customers, we are so proud and honored to say that, but we're so proud and honored to be able to say we've had these team members on our team with us for so long because they get up and they deliver excellence every single day, not just for us, but for their external customers. So I think it's absolutely incredibly important that our external customers know who's coming into their home. They're fully trained, they're fully supported, and that's why we like to say welcome to the Trotter family, because we run a family business and our customers are our family as well.
You can't create experience overnight like that, Chris. I mean, think about what he's saying, the experience and knowledge these people have.
Yeah, so one of the things you've got to take away is that everybody listening, we've either been in business, worked, most of us all have worked, even if you're not retired and still mm-hmm. working. When you're in a business, where do you perform the best? When you know that your team and your company is taking care of you and your team is working with you, you take care of your customers better. And that's what you're hearing, is that these guys focus in there. I've been to the facility. I've seen how they do that. I know how they train. And so people that are taken care of do you better in your house. And that's what you want. And so that's what you're going to get when you get these guys coming out to the house. Because, Kerry, I'm pretty sure you haven't been out there digging in a trench or putting in anything. You got guys out there that do it, but they love the fact that they can do what they do because you do what you do.
You know, and we run our family, if you will, at Trotter almost like a sports team. And on a sports team, to be a championship team, you have to have the right players on your team, but more importantly, have them playing the right positions. That's how teams win championships. And so everybody plays their position, stays in their lanes. They raise their hand if they need some help, but we're all there for each other. And there's nothing more that everybody on our team loves than satisfying customers and solving their problems and getting that great feedback on Google and getting referrals and getting great reviews and getting great accommodations from the customers. A lot of companies say it, but I'll say this. It's a passion that our team has, is to deliver excellence every single day.
Well, you know what? You not only have the experience and the competency, this family of people that work with you, but also something you haven't touched on that I think is very important is there's a trust factor there. You have people in and around your home. Today, you don't know what, you know, who's, you got to be able to trust. And these people have been with you for years. These are good people, right? Solid citizens, good people that you can trust in and around your home. And that's important, right, Chris? I mean, you're in your business. My goodness, I mean.
Especially what's going on in today's world. You don't know who's coming in your house.
That's right.
And a lot of people are not trusting. You know, even I've been at this for 16 years now. It's amazing how the trust level has gone down and deteriorated even more. So you presenting the image and the guys all show up uniformed and logoed. They're texted and communicated to before the team arrives to do the work. And you talked about your great Google reviews. And you'll notice that they never said, the guys came out and did a great solution and I never heard from them. No, it was, they had a great solution, heard from them, communicated with me, and the team at the end is where, again, finishing with a flourish, these guys loved what they did, and they got their house protected.
But to come back to something you said earlier about trust, listen, trust is everything. You
know, oh, yeah.
Building trust is extremely important in anything in life, especially in a business. Number one, you can't be in business 95 years and not deliver trust every single day. But, Chris, you're in the same industry, and you guys know, where does lack of trust come from? It comes from not delivering solutions. It comes from not standing behind your products. It comes from unhappy customers. Number one, if you solve those, you develop trust. Number two, I call them the other guys out there who are selling, like you mentioned earlier, about just giving solutions just to get the sale and to move on. That's where distrust comes from. So Chris, companies like ours that have been around a while, you have to keep raising the bar. You have to keep explaining and delivering excellence every single day, because it's the other guys out there that create distrust in the marketplace. And so when you're doing things the right way, you have to separate that more. And so, you know, for people that are shopping for home services and they see the other guys out there with a cheap solution, and they see a company like Trotter that has been in business 95 years, and it might be a little bit more, or it might be a different value, or it might be a different solution, you have to stop and think about that. It's almost a thought where if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true, and you mm-hmm. have to stand behind what you're doing. So that's how you develop trust.
But until the consumer gets educated, they really don't know the value. So they can't jump ahead and think, oh, well, Trotter's more than ABC over here or this guy, because there's a lot to what you do, a lot you have. And of course, we talk about insurance, insured, bonded.
Absolutely.
You know, all this is to run a company the way Trotter's run it for 95 years, it costs money to run a company like
that. It does.
And people need to understand that.
They have to understand that. It costs money to have the right people coming to your home delivering those solutions.
The best equipment, right? Keep up the equipment.
I mean, last time I checked, some of the best doctors out there aren't the cheapest doctors. Last time I checked, some of the best restaurants aren't the cheapest restaurants. And, you know, if you go to a restaurant and your friends say, hey, go to this restaurant, it's going to be really, really good, and you go there and you walk up at 8 o'clock on a Friday night and every table's open, versus going to the one down the street that Chris sends me to, right? And I walk in and every table's taken, and they're say, you know, Carrie's right. going to be a 30-minute wait. And right. so when you deliver excellence and you develop trust, you have to look at the whole picture of what you're doing. And sometimes it mind boggles me that homeowners sometimes move more toward price versus value. And you and I both know that a home is the single largest investment that most people make. And so protecting that home should be of ultimate priority to a homeowner.
100%. That's we talk about that all the time. It's your number one asset, and if you're not taking care of your number one asset, it's deteriorating.
That's right.
All right, so I'm listening to the show. I'm here. I'm at the house. And one of the things that we see here is we have a lot of crawl spaces here in the Atlanta market. And so I'm in my house. I'm walking around right now, and I've already done the walkabout. I didn't see any water standing out there, but I got that musty smell.
Sure.
And I don't go in the crawl space. I mean, who does? Frankly, you don't want to go down there, because I've had customers say, hey, go down in there. I'm like, yeah, I'll pass on the snakes and spiders today. The big guy handyman is a little wimpy when it comes to that stuff. But I'm sitting there, and it smells musty. That's right. A telltale sign.
Absolutely. It's a telltale sign. And the first thing I tell you, if you don't want to go on your crawl space, Chris, call Trotter. We'll go under crawl space for you, right?
I'm bringing you in, Kerry.
Absolutely. You know, the smell after rains, the smell, the musty, mildewy smell.
Well, what about the mold, right,
yep,
Chris?
Yep.
I mean, isn't that dangerous to breathe that?
So, you know, again, I have to be very careful in this world. I can't say I'm a mold expert. I've been to training, and I have to say that. Yeah. So not all mold is bad. But, yeah, I mean, that's one of those things. You can do your own test. You can have somebody come and do an air quality test. Because that's where we're going with what I want to talk about with Kerry is that if you have done an air quality test, or you found that your kids are sniffing a lot, or you're finding that you wake up and your eyes are always puffy, but you don't even have animals, you're like, hey, what's going on? You may have a problem.
Yeah, and again, all that is going to be started with moisture and drainage and moisture entering. And so we're not, just like you, we're not mold experts as well. But yes, when you have those telltale signs, just like, again, I'm a big analogy kind of guy. Just like if you have a little bit of knee pain, you need to go figure out why the knee pain's coming. So if you have a musty smell, if you have issues going on where it feels warm and musty, whatever the case may be, you need to figure out what's going on. And one way to do that is obviously air quality tests that you can do, but calling our experts to come out there and keeping in mind that our guys that come out there are solutions experts. They're going to come assess what's going on, tell you what's going on, draw up a repair plan, and talk about it. And if it's something that we address, we're going to walk you right through it. You're going to have a beautiful blueprint of what exactly what needs to be done. But you have to be looking for those signs all the time, yes.
Yeah, I think that one's a big one. There's two other things that have happened to me. We are in that in the seller's market. So we're buying houses without doing inspections, no contingencies, and that's happening a lot. Had a person call us out, and they want to fix some flooring that has started to buckle. And when our guy opened up the crawl space, he said, "Nope, we can't do anything until you fix that." And so that was actually a referral to you guys on that one. But what happened was, they bought the house, not sight unseen, but without any contingency, and just bought it and moved into it. And again, didn't think about all the different things that could happen. This is a big one. And this was going to be a big deal.
Wow.
For what they had, because the joists underneath were actually rotting.
Yeah, oh my God.
Of how bad it was. Yeah. And so that you see those situations, and that's where, if you've ever seen a crawl space that's been encapsulated, you get down in there, and that's one that I have crawled in, by the way, because I knew there was no snakes or spiders.
Yeah.
But I got down there. I was like, man, it was like dry, like Arizona dry.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, this is nice.
I can actually stay down
here for a minute.
When it comes to buckling floors and floor stabilization and wall support, which is part of our foundation side of our business, again, having an expert who can view that, come up with the right solution. You don't want to fix those the wrong way. You want to fix them the right way. And there's lots of ways that people may come up with to fix that. But again, you want to make sure that you stand behind it. And those are examples of life of the structure warranties to make sure that we do it and do it right. I love it when we fix someone's structural problems and we'd never hear from them again because we got it right, and we got it right the first time. I like to hear from them again if they move to a different house or they have issues. And by the way, when they sell that house, it's a fully transferable life of the structure warranty. And again,
I like that, Chris. You want to touch on that one more time so the audience doesn't miss out on that?
So our life of the structure warranties are fully transferable to a new homeowner. It's a process you have to go through, and you call our office, and we come out and inspect it, and we can transfer it to the new homeowner as well.
I think as this market will shift, and it will, to not just buying with no contingency and going, we're going to get back to the normal thing. What makes your house more attractive? That person that keeps up with their house, or the person that has transferable warranties and showed that they were actually investing in their number one asset, or the guy next door who maybe put a pool in and hasn't done a thing with his house.
And when you're transferring that warranty, or in the part of disclosure, if you've had work done on your home and it's Trotter, it means something to realtors. It means something to buyers that Trotter is the one that you came out and did that. So again, it comes back to the trust, it comes back to the longevity, and it comes back to the expertise. Hear it all the time when a realtor is talking, they're selling a home, and they say, this had some work done, and it was done by Trotter. It's almost like you can hear a breath of fresh air. You hear a sigh saying, thank God it was Trotter.
Peace of mind.
Absolutely.
So after you, we do the crawl space encapsulation, one of the ones I've seen. I mean, literally walked in there, and it looked like a clean room, right? It was, everything was nice and clean. In fact, a little bit cleaner than the house. Call them out on
I hear that all the time.
Right. So when you go in there, you guys add stuff around and then do something else. I think you put a dehumidifier mm-hmm. in. Talk a little bit about kind of, if that's the solution you want to go with, what does it look like and why?
It is absolutely beautiful. Sometimes when we do these, some of the men in these houses want to make it their man cave. It's the most beautiful home in the house.
But, oh, excuse me. I want you to hold that thought because our engineer is giving me the signal here. We're up against the break.
Okay.
But
we'll come back to that.
Hold that thought. Absolutely. Folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show right here with Kerry Greenberg from the Trotter Company. And Kerry has a special offer just for you. So don't go away. You want to hear it.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkus, and if you're just joining us, we have Chris Olamia from the Trusted Toolbox here as our guest co-host, and he's brought an incredible company here today. And it's just unbelievable the information that Kerry Greenberg from the Trotter Company has shared with us. And we want to make sure that you don't miss it. So if you're just tuning in and you want to hear this or say, boy, I wish my brother-in-law would have heard this, we put it out on podcast, right, Chris? Apple, Google, Spotify, all the shows.
Right. Go find that thing on podcast. You can see us on YouTube. Kerry says he can't wait for you to go see him on video. He's looking forward because you can always go see what these guys have done in video to see what's going on. But, yeah, hit the podcast. Don't forget to tap that app, man. 106.3. I've actually downloaded the app myself and listened to it every once in a while. How about that?
I did, too.
All right, Kerry. You wanted to talk a little bit about encapsulating. Yeah, right.
Well, Chris was asking me earlier about encapsulations and about how important it is, and it's not just the aesthetic beauty of it, and it is absolutely beautiful. And having those warning signs of smelling musty or smelling a moldy smell, but when you do this, you're doing many things for your home. You're, number one, you're creating additional storage, but most importantly, Chris, you are improving the indoor air quality, and that crawl space is generally obviously right below your first level, and that's where the air is going back through. So improving that air quality is extremely important. You're preventing moisture problems. You're putting a barrier down to help keep insects out. And all of this is going to increase the value of your home. So it's just not a matter of aesthetics. It's a matter of improving that air quality. Extremely important.
If you've ever seen a clean room, or maybe you haven't, just think Willy Wonka. And
it's a good analogy.
Right? When you walked in there, it was like stark white. And every time I've ever been in a crawl space before, it's always dark black, and I'm waiting to get bit by something. And when you go into that, it's got to help. And you know it does, and you can prove it. If you've been in like I have, and I know you have, you go up to the first floor, and it feels dry and arid. And here we are getting ready to go into that hot, humid world that we are here in Atlanta, because that's what we're all about. Is hot and humid, and that's why we're all here.
And you don't really necessarily have to have moisture smell or mildewy smells. I think all crawl spaces should be encapsulated to improve that air quality.
In other words, you think there might come a time, and Chris, jump in here, when that might be code, that when they build a home, they encapsulate?
Funny you should say that. I do think it's going that way because of all the issues and because of the insurance claims that are happening. And as we all know, as money gets paid out, things get changed, especially when it happens. So follow the money in anything we all do, and I think you're going to start to see it. You know, one of the other things a lot of us have are daylight basements, and we want to turn those into great living spaces. Right. And sometimes we go up there and we slap up the wood on the walls and on the concrete walls. We put up our drywall. We put down our carpet, and the kids go down there and like a couple of years later, you don't want to go down there anymore. Yeah, right. I can't go down there. Why? Well, it kind of smells, man, you know? So I'm thinking about redoing my basement. But again, back to the man, this just isn't sexy. I want the man cave, right? I want to have that big bar.
Right.
Should we probably be thinking about waterproofing before we get started?
Absolutely. You know, to waterproof after the fact, there's the tear out and the put back to get all that done. And so if you're going to finish your basement, you should definitely have an assessment to see what's going on inside of your basement. And, you know, just because you don't see or have evidence of water at that time doesn't mean that you couldn't later. And so having an assessment of those below grade walls, finding out what's going on from a drainage point of view is extremely important. And we do it every single day. And again, I want to touch back what I said earlier. We come out and we give an assessment and a solution. If you have us out to your home, how many home services companies can have someone come out and say, the guy that comes out is never, ever, ever, ever going to ask you to sign a contract for a deposit? That is a great thing for our customers, and what I call helping, you know, keep the horns down and meet someone in your family. We're going to come have a conversation as a family member and tell you what's going on, if anything is. So, Chris, I couldn't agree more.
This is one of those things where if you're going to go do this, and right now basements can go anywhere between $50,000 to $250,000. I mean, this is a significant investment in our number one asset. And we're doing it because a lot of people are staying in place, and we're going to keep raising our families here and doing this. If you're going to do this basement, you got to have the right electrical. You're going to have plumbing. You got to have HVAC. You got to have air moving. Wait a minute. Maybe I need to make sure that water and that musty smell doesn't happen. And I can't tell you how many times you walk down there and people are like, yeah, I don't come down here anymore.
Well, you know, Chris, you're talking about having a man cave, the bar, and a lot of people are putting the big screen TVs on the wall and all the electronics. You got an investment down there. You don't want that ruined from some kind of stupid water problem that you should have taken care of before you finished the basement.
And again, for the investment we're talking about, this is not like we're doubling our investment. This isn't going to double the cost of the job, man. This is just going to be a little bit up front, and then if you take care of it now, you know you're set. And then back to what we just talked about, when I go to resell my house, whenever that may be, 20 years from now, I have a transferable warranty that can go. And now my house looks a lot better than my neighbor's house, right? And not that we don't not love our neighbors, but I definitely want to be able to sell my house before my neighbor does.
But you know, Chris, when you mentioned about the basement and finishing it out and having that look by Trotter to see if there's an issue going on with your basement, keep in mind what I mentioned earlier. We're the only guys that also look at drainage. And so it might not just be that you have a water issue in your basement or a potential water issue, assessing the symptoms and the causes and do an assessment of the source and looking at the drainage. Again, everything starts with drainage.
And it could be something far away from your sill plate. It could be gutter or downspout like you talked about, right?
Right, right. I mean, downspouts jumping onto a foundation wall is absolute no-no. And we're one, you know, again, we bury those downspouts and move them out. But assessing what's going on is extremely important.
And Chris, nothing against our gutter companies, okay? God bless them. But you know something? When they put new gutters up on a home or maybe somebody needs new gutters, I don't think not all of them think about the design where the downspout, the size of the gutter, the length of the gutter before another downspout. They don't think about drainage. They just think about what's easy for them, right?
Easy, and if I can get
Would you say that? I hate to put it that way, but do you agree with that?
I would say, you know, good gutter companies that have been around a little bit will understand this, but most gutter companies, as long as I throw that water 3 or 4 feet away, I did my job.
You bring up gutters, and I want to make a comment about that. You know, our subfloor dry tech system that we own a patent on is very unique, and I want to explain real quickly what that means to a homeowner and what it means versus the other guys. Is you would never put a gutter on your home that wasn't sloped toward a downspout. It wouldn't just sit there and be flat and carry water on it. Our patent that we own on our subfloor systems, we're the only ones that can slope that system under the slab. We own a patent on that.
Right.
And so you would never put a gutter on your roof that is perfectly flat. You should never put a waterproofing system under your slab that is not sloped as well. If anyone else tells you can do it, get it in writing because we own that patent.
Unfortunately, towards the end of the show, you wanted to say something about adding to the family.
Absolutely. You know, we're always adding to our family. A couple things I want to mention. Number one, a special offer for the listeners is that have us out there do an assessment, and we have a $500 discount that we'll offer to all the listeners. And also, I call it Here We Grow. We are growing our Trotter family more and more right now. We're looking to add some quality sales consultants or solution consultants to our team. No training necessary. We'll train you how to do it. And we have a great, great family to join. So if you're looking for another career opportunity, please give us a call at 404-TROTTER.
And how do people get in touch with you? You got a website or whatever?
TrotterCompany.com is our website, or call 404-TROTTER. We'd love to meet you, and welcome to the Trotter family.
Thank you, Kara Greenberg. Will you come back in the future to the
office? I would love to.
We'd love to have you, right, Chris? Chris Lolomia, thank you for sitting in. I think Chris is going to be back next week with us, too. And thank you for listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show right here on Extra 106.3. Have a great week.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.